This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I mean, what else can you do but laugh?
You're the visitor. I guess you could boo like the fans there, but you're not going to be doing that. But do you understand why they did?
This is brutal. This is men versus boys right now, completely unprepared. I think they've lost every single 50-50 puck battle. Don't know else how to describe it, but pathetic performance.
Paul Bissonnette on the Leafs and the Panthers last night. There's probably a joke in here to be made. The Leafs' record in elimination games, like when they can advance. So in their last 15 series clinching elimination games, they are 2-13.
Wow.
2-13. And the funny part is, the unintentionally funny part is, that in this series, they didn't get one. They earned
the right to lose
another one.
Yeah.
Because they only played one, but they were 0-1. Hey, the Leafs, who can't win series-clinching games, forced a series-clinching game only to lose it again. 2-13 in their last 15 series-clinching elimination games.
They were down 9-1 in their own building in the last 4.5 periods of the series.
That is tough.
That's insane.
That's tough.
It takes losing to a totally new low, it sort of feels like. Like, could it get worse? Like, it feels like it could for Toronto. Like it might never get better. They should just let go of Mitch Marner. Just let him come to Buffalo.
If the Sabres could get him. 803-0550 if you want to on the Leafs. All right, so couple things in the NFL and some stories to get to. I put up a poll on Twitter about this. The Cooper Flag lottery, the Islanders lottery for that matter, draft lottery for the NFL became a topic of conversation last week or so. And Mike Florio at Pro Football Talk posted the concerns and how the NFL has not really shown any inclination to have a draft lottery. And he went so far as to say installing a draft lottery is a league admitting that losing is good. And we actually see that too many of you have done this, so we're going to put a lottery in because losing is good. And we don't want you to tank, right? We don't want teams to tank, which makes sense to me. As someone who supports a tank because you're just using the rules that are there, if you want the rules changed, I don't have a big problem with that. I also don't think tanking is a very big problem, especially in the NFL. The NFL really doesn't have a tanking problem because you get games all the time where it's in a team's best interest to lose, and they win anyway. That happened to the Patriots against the Bills at the end of this last season. The Giants, right? They won a game against the Colts with Drew Lock that cost them, was that 2 years ago, cost them Drake May? You constantly have these teams that are at the bottom winning a game that they shouldn't. You don't have teams throwing games.
The Giants.
Yeah, the Giants, the Patriots are two I can think of. So Florio writes about this tanking idea. In 2014, the Bucs tanked in the second half of a game to ensure that the Saints would come back and beat them. You know, whatever. You've got reasons to do it that I don't have to lay out fully. But he writes this about the Bills. The 2024 finale introduced counter-tanking to the equation. All right?
Interesting.
Plenty believe that the Bills, through their Week 18 game against the Patriots, to keep a division rival from landing the number one overall pick. Florio says that many think that the Bills went to New England and lost on purpose so New England would not get the first pick. A game in which the Bills started Mitch Trubisky in the game and then took him out and put Mike White in late in the third quarter. To which I would say, I've heard this as a wink, wink, nod, nod. Oh, yeah, it was good to lose that game for the Bills because it knocked the Patriots' draft pick down. Like, okay, sure. I don't dispute that. But the idea of the Bills threw the game, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get there.
Yeah.
Trubisky was 15 of 21 for 101 yards. I mean, he averaged 5 yards a pass and threw one touchdown. They took him out for Mike White because it's the last game of the season. They're giving Mike White reps because whatever. Mike White was not too good. 3 for 11 for 28 yards. Joe Milton had himself a nice day.
Got himself an opportunity elsewhere.
Yeah, to get traded. Got traded. Now he's with the Cowboys. Do people out there think the Bills intentionally lost that game around here? Does anybody actually think that?
It didn't cross my mind during the game, after the game, or until right now, until Mike Florio suggested that they reverse tanked.
Yeah, it wasn't a 6-10 team that decided to do this and rest their stars. And even if you had, you know, the idea of protecting player from injury, the Bills in a non-playoff year sat Tyrod Taylor to avoid injury guarantees.
Yeah.
That's just a financial decision that you might not like it, but teams have done that in the past. Florio would legitimately make the case the Bills thought, we don't want New England to get the number one pick and lose on purpose.
That's the part I have a lot of.
Through the game.
Yeah,
not through just, it. Not just we're okay with it, but plenty believe that Buffalo threw the game. You're telling me who ordered the code red? Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean? They're telling, hey, let's get Mike White in there. Let's make sure we don't come back in this game. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it for a second. I don't buy it for a second. And on top of that, like, the idea that you're throwing a game against, isn't some of it you needing to care about the Patriots?
Well, I think you should care about that.
I think you should.
At the end of the season presser end of season draft presser, Bean was asked about how they build. And he said, first thing we do is look at the division. Right? The concept brought up was, if I'm remembering this exactly correctly, you know, building to beat the Chiefs, to beat the Ravens. You want to be able to beat everybody. But are you putting your roster together with a team in mind that you have to get past? And he said, the first thing we do is look at the division. So, whatever. I'm not disputing what you're saying here, Nathan, that they would be overly concerned about New England picking first or fourth. But I'm not here for a single second thinking that the Bills went into that game thinking they would throw the game. This is a team, to make this point, this is a team that when A.J. McCarron won them a come-from-behind preseason game in Chicago, it was this massive celebration about how important it was. I think the Bills are a team that values their depth players. And guys go in that are further down on this roster that aren't Josh Allen or the handful of guys they would have pulled out of that game. They want those players to win that game. I mean, I've never, as much as I've sat in this chair and made the case for why tanking can, of course, be a smart decision for your GM and for your franchise, it's never about the players are in on it and going to do that. And here's Florio saying that the Bills threw the game.
Yeah.
And that plenty believe they would have thrown the game. To your point about the Patriots, and if they should, you should worry about them, here's a fun stat for you on the Patriots. 2 weeks ago, maybe, I was in here with Joe, and I asked him if he could find 10 wins for them. And we went through their schedule, and he pretty easily found 10 wins. Would you believe the Patriots are favored in 11 of their 17 games this year?
Yeah, I think that's a crazy stat.
Favored already. The Bills are favored in all their games. The Patriots are favorites in 11 of 17 games this year.
Yeah, that's something.
That speaks to their strength of schedule. It speaks to, obviously, a little bit of belief in Mike Vrabel and Drake May and what they've done there. But if you just win the games that you're favored in, which we know that's not exactly how it works, like, New England's in the playoffs, 11 wins. And, of course, 2 games against the Bills where they'd be underdogs. So 11 of the other 15 games, they are favorites.
Yeah, I'll say this about, I don't know, I keep thinking about this idea that the Bills, because what it would to me say is the Bills are worried about the Patriots getting the number one overall pick in this draft.
If they'd
thrown
that game.
And they need to do whatever it takes to make sure. I have a tough time believing that. I have a really tough time believing that.
Well, it's even if you were worried about them, we're going to sit here and say now that teams that would not have, they would have too much integrity, and no snark here, they'd have too much integrity to tank for their own good, but they would not have so much to tank for
hurting someone else.
The non-good of their opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Three draft spots for a divisional rival?
Yeah.
A tough sell.
It's a really tough sell. But it sounds. So is Florio saying that other people agree that this happened?
Plenty believe it. That's all he said. Just, you know, plenty is just doing some work there. Plenty believe.
Yeah, all right.
Twitter poll, 28% voting do believe that, yes, the Bills would have thrown that game. 72% say no.
People, I don't know. Who would be telling him that he felt the conviction to write a piece about it?
Yeah.
Also, we're bored. We've gotten to that point in the offseason. We're now at that point in the offseason where week 18 games being thrown for divisional teams, losing two draft positions.
Being relitigated. Yeah.
We've gotten to that point of the offseason.
I mean, a point here is that the Patriots, of course, if they wanted to lose, could have played their backups, which
they could have easily,
which they did. They did do that. They didn't play their starter.
Right. Drake May didn't play.
That's right. To protect him from injury. The same way that Josh Allen didn't play, to protect him from injury. So you have
a team that had nothing at stake. Both teams had nothing at stake.
Right. Which gets to the real root of the, does the NFL need a draft lottery? No. They probably don't. Could they put one in for television ratings? Sure. 40 million people would watch the top three.
Right. They just don't need more television ratings. I feel like they're doing fine.
That might be right. But they definitely don't need a lottery. Here's New England. Just lose a game to the Bills and you'll pick first. And the Patriots didn't.
Yeah.
Because their backups were trying, just like the same way the Bills' backups would have been trying. So it's just, man, is it ever work to say the Bills intentionally lost to a team that also would have been better off trying to lose.
Yes.
Right. Well, which is it? Get your story straight here. 803-0550. The Patriots, I do think the Patriots will finish second in the division this year.
I think there's a good chance they will too. Mostly because I think the Dolphins are headed for, and we talked about this I think a couple weeks ago, I think the Dolphins are headed for a full implosion. Ugly firings, trade-offs at the deadline. We still haven't gotten the Jalen Ramsey trade, which I think is, you know, probably going to still happen. So they could fold. They could be a team in the race for a number one pick next year.
Yeah. Jordan Poyer, by the way, speaking of the Dolphins, like Poyer says he wants to come back.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I wouldn't anticipate that's going to happen, right? But don't think so.
No.
I mean, he can have the Micah Hyde contract. But
no, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not coming back.
One thing about the Dolphins, like you've been whatever, down on their build and what they are. We'll see how this version of them goes, but like, what's the plan? To be the fast, speedy team again? To run the precision offense again? That has worked. They've had a good offense and ultimately kind of hit their head on a ceiling like the Leafs.
Yeah.
If we could make a comparison to the Leafs, they get to a spot and then they just lose. It's not been, you know, a decade of it. It's been like 3 years of it, two, 3 years of it. Yeah, I wonder if Mike McDaniel lasts the year, if he can make it out of the year.
I would be surprised. I would be surprised if he does. And the thing about them and how they've been built, the reason that the implosion opportunity exists with them, I think in large part is due to the personalities that they've really kind of made, really the image that they've built that team in. And like, it just would not surprise me in the least bit if Tyreek Hill gets traded before the season starts or at the trade deadline and never really be able to, I don't know, is a wide receiver the right player to look at and say he wasn't able to get them to a I don't know, a position where they were actually a contending team. They kind of had, I saw this, it was an image last, was it 2 years ago they won 70-20? It was 2 years ago, correct? Not this last year, the year before.
Yeah.
The direction that both franchises in that game, the Denver Broncos and the Miami Dolphins, went after that 70-20 game, kind of remarkable. Denver now has a quarterback. They made the playoffs last year. They have one of the best defenses in the league. Mm-hmm. And they kind of feel like they're here now as a legitimate AFC team. Maybe not contender yet, but a legitimate AFC team that could, you know, push to win a division from the Chiefs. The Dolphins, they have not been the same team since that game. I mean, the next week, Buffalo absolutely beat the brakes off of them. The NFL's weird, man. I just, like, thinking about that, thinking about where those two teams are, almost that 70-20 win kind of ruined them.
Well, definitely created an expectation that they were going to be
a track team that you couldn't. Yeah, and they just haven't been a wagon offensively. All the players, it feels like the Chubb trade, terrible for them. Didn't play last year and got hurt the year before.
Yeah, they've had their injuries that have been a piece of this. And, of course, they paid Tua.
They did pay Tua against pretty much everyone's. I don't know that a lot of people agreed with that move. They kind of painted themselves into a corner, though, because they got the coach, probably the only coach that could get out of Tua what Tua's getting statistically. I mean, he had almost a 5,000-yard season 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Stayed healthy for a full year. I don't know that a lot, and it's sort of the situation where if you've got Tua as your quarterback, you're kind of painted into the corner in bringing back Mike McDaniel for another year. You kind of didn't have a choice. You're not remaking an offense right now where they are in their, I don't know, would you call it a build? Because it feels more like the teardown portion of that than the buildup.
Is close.
I mean, if they trade Jalen Ramsey, who is playing corner for them? I don't know.
The life cycle of coaches, too. Like, think about the Jets just changed.
Yes.
The Patriots just changed.
Yep.
After changing 1 year before that as well. And here's Miami rolling in with Mike McDaniel again, who...
It's even is it maybe a little less about McDaniel and more about Chris Greer being there as long as he's been?
It might be. I mean, he's lasted a long time.
A long time.
A really long time.
For a team that doesn't have a playoff win.
Right.
And one playoff appearance, by the way.
Two.
Is it two?
Two. Yeah, they lost the Bills here.
Oh, that's
Skylar
right.
Skylar Thompson.
I forget that's even technically a playoff year for them.
Yep. Yeah. They lost the Bills here, and they lost to the Chiefs in that...
Insanely cold, frigid
frostbite game.
Yeah.
803-0550.
Implosion.
You wonder on this NFL proposal to go seeding straight record instead of divisional winners. Boy, but the Jets and the Dolphins and the Patriots are going to vote for that this year.
Yeah, I think so.
The vote should come from the AFC West and the AFC East. We're in a division with a team that is really hard to catch. So how about a home playoff game for us? Could we mix it in? Yes, we'd love to go beat that team. But if I go 12-5, I'd like a home playoff game instead of having to go on the road to, you know, some frigid environment. That'll be voted on. I believe that'll be voted on this week.
I think it's got no juice, right?
I wouldn't say no juice. It's got some if it's going to be proposed.
Yeah.
It's got some.
I don't think it's going to pass.
The question you'd get to is if they want to reseed just based on record and not have a divisional win mean home field in the playoffs, does that diminish the meaning of a division? When you win your division, you get a home game, period. That's it.
Yep.
That's lock it in. And that makes divisional races exciting and meaningful, even if you are, you know, we could talk about the team that finishes 8-8 when it wins the NFC West or AFC South. I feel like we've seen that before, right? Where it's the Jaguars or it's the Seahawks who did it 7-9. You know, you have a year where you're not that good, but you get a home game and maybe, hey, win the division, get a home game. I get conflicted on it because on one side, Nate, I think you beat out three teams.
Yeah.
The NFL as a league has really done a good job to make eight teams feel like they get to hang a banner.
Yep.
25% of the league hangs a banner that says champ.
We won a championship.
It says champs.
Yeah.
Which is... okay, and the Bills are one of those teams that's done that, you know, five in a row. So,
and it's not like they don't do that in the NBA, really. I mean, that doesn't mean anything in the NBA. It means more now. The NHL made it mean more, those divisionals.
Mm-hmm.
And do we like that? Do we like what the NHL has done? I would say probably not.
No, the NHL has tried to force those matchups in the first round.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's made, other than taking the top eight, I think that they've tried to fix something that wasn't broken in the NHL. I love what the NBA has done. The play-in game is awesome.
Play-in tournament's very good.
It's not really like you could do that in the NFL, but I'm always hesitant to come up with solutions to problems that don't exist. I don't view what the NFL has in terms of their playoff seeding, and I don't view it as a problem.
Yeah. Last year was an extreme example where the Vikings and Lions are playing, and the winner is the one, and the loser is the five.
I think that's awesome.
Mm.
I don't think you get that, though.
I don't think that's awesome. I think it's an outlier. I don't think it's awesome that if you lose this game, you drop four spots and you're going on the road. I mean, it meant that game mattered. It's also very close to the playoffs. I think there's a case for both. That if you did the reseeding idea and did this new playoff format idea, you might have more races mattering longer.
Yeah.
Where, hey, the Texans have clinched the division, but they still have to keep playing if they want to play at home.
Yeah.
They can't just rest with 2 weeks to go.
Again, though, I don't know that playoff seeding is going to fix the problem the league currently has, which the last 2 weeks have been largely meaningless.
Larry in South Florida before the break. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Two things. First thing about this playoff, I still think if you win the division, you got to get in. Now, you shouldn't necessarily host a home playoff game, especially if you're 7-9. That part is awful. But if you win your division and you don't get in, to me, why play each other twice? Because, you know, look at, if you go by records, there's two divisions right now, like the AFC North and the West. Those teams are going to kill each other, and their records aren't going to be as exemplary as, say, maybe the Bills. So I don't think you should take away the division winner's ability to be in a playoff game. I would take away their ability to host a game. That should be based on record. And as far as Mitch Marner concerned, I'd go all in, grab that guy. It's like when Skinner scored 40 and there was a debate whether we should, you know, give him the contract or not. To me, there was no debate. Yeah, damn right, you give him the contract. First 40-goal scorer we've had in how long? Now, it didn't necessarily pan out, but you still got to take that shot. So if Mitch Marner is even a possibility, I'm all in. Go get him.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe he's not great in the playoffs. We haven't been in the playoffs in 14 years. I'd like to get to the playoffs again. So would love to get your comments on that.
Thanks, Larry. To the point about your comment on the NFL proposal, that is the proposal. You win the division, you still go to the playoffs, but you don't necessarily host a home game. That's how that will be voted on. And on Marner, I mean, it's funny. Who is a worse playoff performer? There's a joke in here about Marner or Jeff Skinner, who is in the playoffs for the first time in his NHL career, has played one game for Edmonton.
Yeah.
He's a healthy scratch.
He played one game,
and they did not put him out there. Now, maybe he gets back in, depending on injuries, but he played 11 minutes of the playoffs, and that was it. He's not been back in since. All in for Marner? We could talk about it with Paul. Paul Hamilton coming up on the other side on the Leafs. We'll do the obituary on the Leafs, talk about Rochester and Laval as the Amerks look to continue their postseason run. They won a shootout the other night, and this series so far has had a lot of goals. So we'll talk about it with Paul. Larry, we'll get to that. On Marner, I mean, I have a tough time believing the Sabres are going to go and just write a check for
a blank check, yeah.
$90 million. I just have a tough time believing that. So, especially when they feel like probably they have scoring and they've got other guys they're going to want to sign that could be cheaper, like Paterka and Ryan McLeod. And not to say that they're on the level of, you know, Mitch Marner, not at all, of course. But would I be into the idea? Of course. As many great players as possible. I don't see it very likely. Paul Hamilton on the other side on this question, and also on the Amerks as we chart Devin Levi and that bunch trying to get by Laval in the AHL playoffs. Jeremy and Nate here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Felt like we were ready to play. Felt like we were in a good mindset. Like I said, I thought the first, 10 minutes, they came out strong. And the next 10 minutes, I thought we controlled play. And then I just thought we had too many passengers throughout the rest of the game and just weren't on the same page. And, they get a couple goals and momentum like that, and then you're chasing the game. And it's hard to get it back, when you're down 3 against a good team that plays sound defensively like them.
Auston Matthews following the Leafs Game 7 loss. If you had too many passengers on your bingo board, that's the one that hits. Paul Hamilton joining us on the Wester Hotline. Chat a little bit about Rochester and Laval in the AHL series. But also, last night, Paul, were you disappointed in the game we got for Game 7? I mean, Game 7, you want some drama and a goal against. Okay, it's 1-0. Okay, it's 2-0. Okay, the game's over.
Yeah.
I was even if you're rooting against Toronto, I was really disappointed that game went the way that it did.
Yeah, and it started off like Florida was all over them, and it looked like they survived that. And then Toronto all of a sudden started putting some pressure on, and it looked like, okay, here we go. Now we've got a good game. And then all of a sudden one goes in, then the next one goes in, then the next one goes in, and you no longer have a good game anymore. And Auston Matthews was very honest. He's absolutely right. I mean, the beginning of the game where I think, what, did Florida have the first 20 shot attempts or something on that line?
Yeah, which is also like Game 5 went that way too. Just domination in Toronto.
Yeah, and then, but the first chance Toronto got, I believe it was Nylander, was a dandy, and it was a great save. And then I think Toronto might have had the next 7 shots. So it's like, okay, they just needed to get into it a little bit, and now we're going to have a good game. Well, that didn't last long.
No. So what do they do, Paul? I mean, Marner is a UFA. I guess that's a call they don't even really have to make. They don't have to trade him. They could just decide not to bring him back. Matthews, Nylander has been the punching bag before, maybe not as much this time around. It's a different GM. It's a different coach. They keep doing it with the same core and keep finding ways to lose. Do you see the Leafs here as having a flaw or just, you know, running up against another good team? I mean, the Panthers did win the Stanley Cup last year, and here they are again built for this kind of series.
Yeah, but you can't, at the end of the day, be talking about that, you didn't show up. You know, and this is not the first time I think I've heard that being said at the end of a Toronto series. You know, and, you know, Matthews is absolutely right. And something I told you, Dave Burkholder had said for many, many years, and it's such a simple thing, but it's so true. You know, your best players have to be your best players. It's as simple as that. If you're going to be a championship team, your best players have to be your best players. Look at the Edmonton Oilers. When they need a goal or something like that, who shows up? Draisaitl, you know, mm-hmm. McDavid, you know, those guys show up, and that's the thing. And who showed up for the Florida Panthers? Marchand, mm-hmm. Was big there. Sam Bennett, when they need goals there. Tkachuk hasn't been scoring goals, but you don't have to worry about how he's going to play. You know, and your best players have to be your best players. And Toronto's best players don't show up. And it's as simple as that, and they haven't. And, you know, they should have been making changes long ago. 2 years ago, I thought for sure they would. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, well, for sure they're going to make changes, because they don't usually. So I don't know why this one would be different. But one of these days they're going to have to figure this out.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, we had a caller before you came on ask about Marner, who, you know, he'll be getting lots of offers, I'm sure. Would you expect the Sabres or a team that would be interested in bringing Mitch Marner on board?
Well, it's not like he's a good player, and I get all that, but the Buffalo Sabres can score goals. It's not their problem. They're 10th in the league in scoring. I think they average 3.23 goals per game. You can get up to 7th where it's 3.26. That's how close they are from being the 7th highest scoring team in the league. Scoring goals isn't their problem. He does not help them in the least, as far as I'm concerned, because they no longer, if the Buffalo Sabres want to be a good team, they got to stop being 29th in the league in goals against and get some goaltending where they get a big save at a big time. That's why they don't win. And, you know, that's why if you're looking at unrestricted free agents, I'll take Marchand, I'll take Sam Bennett over Mitch Marner any day of the week for what the Sabres need. And that's what they need. I mean, you get one of those two guys, you get a winner. You get a guy who can play both ends of the ice. You can easily plug them into your top six. They'll help you. They'll help your power play. They'll help you in all areas of the ice, not just offensively like Mitch Marner would. Mitch Marner will kill you defensively. Well, is that really what the Sabres need? Another guy who's one-dimensional and, you know, can help you offensively, but you don't really need help offensively right now. You need help keeping the puck out of the net. And as I said, I would want one of those two long before I want Mitch Marner, because they can help offensively. They can help defensively. They can help your power play. They're great in the room. They've won cups. You can count on them. They show up when you need people to show up. So I would take either one of them oodles long before I would be worrying about Mitch Marner.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, meanwhile, we're keeping tabs on the Amerks, who in their playoff series with Laval, it's tied at one game apiece. And high-scoring series to this point. Now the whole thing shifts to Laval for the rest of the series, right? It was two games in Rochester and then three straight in Laval. So the Amerks have to win 2 out of 3 on the road in order to advance.
Yeah, and I understand. I know people don't want to hear excuses, but they weren't themselves in game one. I get it. It was 13 days in between games. They were rusty. They weren't the defensive team that they normally are. They're an excellent defensive team. That didn't happen in game one. They were kind of all over the place. And they were that in game two. I mean, let's face it. I mean, they had to win game two. They weren't going to Laval, who had the best record in the American Hockey League, and winning three in a row. So it was an absolute must-win to win that game, and they did. I full marks to the Amerks. I mean, they defensively, it was back. Levi wasn't hung out to dry. I mean, Lavalda didn't even have 20 shots, I think, Levi had a fairly easy go at 19 shots that he had to face. And, you know, not only that, but, you know, they got their key scoring back, and they looked like the team that, you know, they were supposed to be. Kale Clegg, I mean, he's leading the American Hockey League in scoring. He has 9 points in five games from defense, you know, and he scored again. He scored in five straight games. Rusick, Rosianne, Kulik, they were great. Mike Leone put them together as a line, and they were excellent in that game. So, you know, it was a shame for Rochester that, you know, they had to have 13 days in between games, and it wasn't like, I mean, sure, they had a chance to win game one, but, you know, that wasn't Amerks hockey. It wasn't the hockey you're used to seeing them play, and you could see right off the bat they were playing their game in game two.
Paul Hamilton joining us on the Western Hotline. All right, so the other thing, Paul, Levi, to me, is like there are a lot of players down there important to watch. You mentioned a few of them, younger draft picks. But Levi is the guy I'm focusing in on, a playoff run here and consistent good play. You know, he'll have his opportunity next season to try and have a job here. How's he been through this series and through the postseason to your eye?
Yeah, I mean, he gave up five in the first game, but same thing for him. He's a goaltender. He's got to play. You know, you can practice all you want, but, you know, he wasn't as sharp. I mean, the rebounds were all over the place, you know, big fat rebounds in that first game and everything. And he was more himself, very calm in the net, very precise, getting out there to cut down angles. You know, the goals that they did score on him weren't his fault. He might have been screened on, I believe, one of them. Now, I'm trying to think how they went in. There was a tip, you know, that went in on him. And so it wasn't, you know, he has given up, eight goals in the series right now. But he definitely, it wasn't, I wouldn't say game two, you know, he was himself again. He looked like when I saw game two against Syracuse there where, you know, he was under control. He got to see everything. And, you know, I thought, you know, played very, very well. He only had to make 16 saves. But they weren't the type of goals where you'd say, oh, geez, come on, Devin, what are you doing, type of a thing.
Yeah. Well, the Amerks will be in Laval for their next game. That's Wednesday. Schedule goes Wednesday, Friday, and then Wednesday again. Wednesday, Friday, Sunday.
If I remember correctly, I think they're second in the league in the regular season on the road, if I'm not mistaken. They're a good road team, definitely, and I believe they were second in the league.
Very good. What else, Paul? How do you like the conference finals? Carolina and Florida or Dallas-Edmonton?
Dallas-Edmonton, Florida, great. I do not want to watch Carolina play hockey. I just don't. And I know they're winning. I mean, people say, well, they're winning. Yeah, you're right. They are, and I get it. And they're ruining hockey. It's like watching with Jacques Lemaire when he ruined hockey. And yeah, the Devils are winning the Cup, and I can't stand watching them play. I mean, Carolina, I think twice I've fallen asleep during their games and wake up and go, oh, what happened at the game? Well, you know,
nothing.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, it's just it's the way they play. But, you know, Florida, that's the thing about Florida, and that's why they were the champions last year. They can play it any way you want. You want to play that way? Okay, we'll beat you that way. You want to play a high-scoring game? You know what? We'll beat you that way too. However you want to play it, we'll play it, and they're good at it. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, maybe Florida will make Carolina play their way, which is a little more exciting and a little more, you know, fun to watch. But, yeah, I'm not looking forward to watching Carolina play hockey. The other three teams, though, you know, Edmonton, Dallas, that should be a very good series. I'm looking forward to that one.
A rematch of last year's Western Conference Finals, right? Yeah, all right.
And it was great.
Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton on both the NHL playoffs and also on the Amherst.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Play Wednesday against Laval. The Bandits are coming back home as well for Game 3 of the NLL Finals.
Western Conference Finals going 7 games.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's gotta. It's gotta, and it'll be a great series. It was a great series last year. I would, only because of kind of what Paul just mentioned about the Hurricane, not really like excited about them potentially being in the finals. I would watch another Florida-Edmonton final.
Yeah.
That was a great final.
Florida-Edmonton, it's funny. I love that final because, to me, it's a great argument, or whatever, not against, but it's a great series to throw into any argument about momentum.
Mm.
Florida up 3-0. Edmonton wins 3 straight.
Yep.
Florida wins Game 7.
Right.
Like, that's Scheffler yesterday. Up by 6.
Yes.
Tied. Win by
Back
6.
By five.
Like,
yeah.
Win by 5.
Right.
Whatever. Right. You know, not to say that it's not a real feeling, but does the feeling really matter? Or are you a team that can kind of get through that? That's kind of a little branch off of what Marshawn said about that game last night. Like, the Leafs, this isn't even really that big of a game, and the whole city up there put so much pressure. He says they beat the pressure into them, the players. And I think you read between the lines, he's saying no wonder they play bad in these spots. They get just beaten into them how much pressure they are under. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, Nate's in for Joe here on WGR. Happy Monday. Cooler today. We are playing in a scramble. The par for the cause Holiday Valley benefited the 11-day power play. We're playing later today. Is there a tried-and-true scramble formula for the order people should hit? I feel like I want analytics here, Nate.
Hmm.
What are the golf analytics?
Strokes gained.
Yeah. Best ball player speed. Goes last. How the putting should work. How, you know, you're out to win a scramble. What edges can you, you know, get in there?
Best putter goes last. Worst putter goes first.
The problem with that is it depends how bad the worst putter is, because sometimes the worst putter gets
doesn't
up there,
give you the line.
Not just doesn't give you the line, just blasts it
sure
off the green. Like, yeah. Oh, thanks.
I don't think you want your best putter first, though.
Yeah, that's probably right. You'd say that more information is good.
Yes.
For the putter to go last.
More information is always good.
That's probably right.
I think I got to drive last today, though.
Yeah?
I've been driving the ball well.
Okay.
Maybe me and you drive last. Sal's a fairway finder.
No, Sal's got a new driver. Sal's, I mean, I'm excited to play with Sal. He's talking about he's added 20 yards off the tee at least.
But Sal, what I mean, though, is like Sal is very accurate.
That's true.
He has his very high controlled cut.
It sounds like you would describe me as not that.
I would say that, like me, you could,
erratic.
You could be great.
Erratic.
But, you know, you could also not be.
There's some
you've got distance in there. It's tucked away.
There's some inconsistency.
Yeah.
I almost quit the game like 5 days ago. No, it's fine.
Left the store without buying anything. That's how I know you were down bad.
Oh, I'll tell you that story a little later. Yeah. I went to the store and did not buy anything. I couldn't do it. And when I tell you why, you're going to make fun of me forever probably. Anyway, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. The NFL's got owners' meetings coming up a little bit later, and rules proposals include a shuffling of the playoff seeding. We got plenty to get to. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Joe's out. Nate's in for a couple days this week. Sal's in a little bit later as well. Joe's off all week. We'll take your calls. You got something to throw our way? We're happy to have it. 803-0550 on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.